أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. In the previous ayats, the beginning of Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, Allah explained His great Qudrat, how Allah Ta'ala controls the entire universe and Allah has power over everything. Allah's great Qudrat that He created life and death. And now further Allah explains other great Qudrat of His, which is very manifest and clear in front of our eyes. And the creation of life and death, we cannot see it, but if we just think a little and apply our minds, we can realize how great Allah Ta'ala is, that He has created a thing like life and death also. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا جِسْنِ بَنَائِ سَعَتْ عَسْمَانْ تِحْ وَرْتِحْ. And it is He, Allah Ta'ala alone, that has created the seven skies in layers one above the other. And in the hadith it comes that there is a great, great distance between one sky and the other sky. And there are seven skies. We only see the first sky. The sun, the moon are all below the first sky. All the stars that we see, that also is below the first sky. And all that also shows us the great Qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala. But sadly, we don't look up to the sky and see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And now it was night, it is becoming day now. This great, great phenomena that has taken place, we just take it for granted. And we have passed so many mornings and evenings, but we haven't seen the Qudrat of Allah. And Allah has made this manifest not only for believers but even for non-believers, for atheists also. All can see who is it that brings this great change about. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتْ. کیا دیکھتا ہے تو رحمان کی بنانے میں کچھ فرق. Do you see any fault, any difference in the creation of Rahman? And therefore the surah is known as amongst those which are Rahmaniyat, in which the mercy of Allah is referred to at a few times. So Allah Ta'ala says, in the creation of Rahman, do you see any fault? Till today, how many thousands of years have passed, but not a single crack in the sky. We put up our buildings, we have the engineers, we have draw the plans, we have it passed by the council, etc. Everything is checked, but then we find cracks coming in there. And that is the building also, for how long does it remain? 100 years, a little bit more. But these are the creation of Allah for thousands of years, and there is no crack whatsoever that we have ever seen. Anyone, the astronomers, with all the instruments that they have, they can't see any crack whatsoever in the sky. فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرْ فِرْ دُوبَارَ نِگَاخْكَ. And then Allah Ta'ala says, don't just make one inspection, make another inspection again. If we are putting up our buildings, the foundations are dug, and the inspector comes and check, the poor inspector sometimes hardly gets to see the foundation. We are giving him tea and samosas, and then he's signing it that it is all in order. He hardly has checked it properly. But Allah Ta'ala's system, Allah is inviting us to check it not only a second time. And in the second time, Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُور. كَهِ نَزَرْ آتِي هِ تُجْكُ دَرَار. When you have made a second inspection, have you found any crack also? Any hairline crack also in this creation of Allah Ta'ala? And not only that, ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. پھر لوٹا کر نگاہ کر دو بار. And return again, make yet another inspection. On top of that, make another inspection. In other words, do as many inspections as you want to see if there is any fault in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. How perfectly Allah Ta'ala has created the heavens and the skies. يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِعٌ وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. تیری لوٹ آئے گی تیرے پاس تیری نگاہ رد ہو کر ٹھک کر. And Allah Ta'ala says, make this inspection as many times as you want to. The end result will be that you will just come out as a loser and you will get extremely tired doing this this inspection. In other words, a loser in this sense that you are hoping to find some fault. And no matter how many inspections you make, you are not going to find any fault whatsoever. And you will have exhausted yourself trying to find the fault. You will be extremely exhausted and tired, but you will not find any fault in the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ اور ہم نے رونق دی سب سے ورے آسمان کو چراغوں سے. And the lowest sky, that is the sky that we are seeing, Allah says we have beautified it with beautiful lamps. That is the stars, the glowing and the glittering stars, twinkling stars all the time. How beautifully Allah Ta'ala has beautified it, and with one bright moon that Allah has put there. All this is the creation and in the full control of Allah Ta'ala. And yet there is another object also of the sky, of the stars. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ اور ان سے کر رکھے ہیں ہم نے پھینک شیطانوں کو. And we may use the stars that those shayateen, jinnat, who are the evil ones and who want to go up and hear what are the discussions taking place in the heavens. That is what Allah is discussing with the malaika, what instructions He is giving them. And these shayateen, these evil jinn, want to go and listen. Allah Ta'ala destroys them by the stars that are thrown at them, which we call and we regard as falling stars. That the stars has fallen, actually that star has been used in order to destroy that shaitan that wanted to come and eavesdrop, that wanted to listen in privacy what is happening. And it is from this that some, whatever little bit they manage to get to hear, they tell a fortune teller. And then he mixes it with 1,000 lies. One little word of his come through, and then everyone runs to that fortune teller, that what he said has come out true. Whereas 1,000 lies are mixed with that. وَعَتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ اور رکھا ہے ان کے واسطے عذاب دہکتی آگ. And for them we have kept a severe punishment, a fire that is blazing very terribly. That is for these shayateen who are so evil and who are themselves misled, and they mislead other people also. So Allah says for them we have prepared a blazing fire for them. So in these ayat also Allah invites us to see the great qudrat of Allah, to realize and understand who Allah Ta'ala is, have the love for Allah, and the obedience of Allah Ta'ala comes into our lives, that such a great creator and such a great controller of everything, how can we break his laws just so flagrantly and openly? We should all turn to understand who Allah is and turn to his obedience.